Hello, it's Barbara. I'm back again with the community project officer that you heard in an earlier edition. It's Becky Finch. Hello, Becky.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Right, so you're going to tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yes, so some of you might have heard me previously, but I'm here to talk about the Safer project today. We run the project out of West Yorkshire Trading Standards, and the Big Lottery funded this project initially in Leeds and Bradford, but we've just received an extra £500,000 to extend it to the whole of West Yorkshire and to continue for the next 3 years. So I am the Community Project Officer for Kirklees and Calderdale. You'll probably hear more about me and hopefully see me about a bit more as well, delivering workshops. And we deliver workshops to groups of predominantly older people, 55 plus, and we raise awareness of scams and frauds and also doorstep crime. So it does link in quite well with other partners operating, obviously the West Yorkshire Police, neighbourhood policing teams, PCSOs, but also other agencies that work with our target audience, older people.
Right. So where would people be notified that there was a workshop that they could attend, or where are you thinking of having these workshops?
We want to offer them to community groups
Right.
already established. So if you have a coffee morning or you've got a group that meet up either during the day or even on a week evening or weekend, it's absolutely fine, and I can come along and hijack your group for a little bit, for half an hour. And it's quite fun and informal and interactive. And as I say, we look at in one workshop, we talk about scams, so that people are aware of the different scams that are going round at the moment and how to report them and to obviously stay safe and not lose any money to scams. And the other workshop that we do focuses on staying safe on the doorstep. So it's really fun. We talk about different situations.
Well,
that
it's
you're
very
in.
current because of the changes to the pension pot, isn't it? That people are now going to get cold calls or telephone calls and offering them the world. So it's quite a topical subject that you're dealing with, isn't it?
Yeah, we've actually recently just done a press release which talks about warning people about pension scams. Because of these changes, people can now access all of the pension if they wanted to. They could withdraw lump sums. So we are expecting scammers to jump on the back of this and offer all sorts. We've heard of diamond investments, investing in property abroad, that sort of thing. And it might all sound brilliant, and they'll promise you that you'll make such a return on this money. However, it's very unsafe. You don't know who you're dealing with, and 9 times out of 10, they'll probably just take your details and take your money, and you'll never hear from them again.
And they'll also sell your details on to other companies once they get your information, don't they? And then you get loads and loads of follow-up calls and different things, don't you?
Unfortunately, what you're talking about there is known in the industry as a sucker's list,
Yeah.
which is a horrible term, but that is
Yeah.
what it's known
Yeah.
as, and you're right. Once
Yeah.
you've fallen victim to a scam,
Yeah.
Your details are then passed on, and
Yeah.
you are targeted even more. So if you respond to a scam over the phone, or even a letter you might
Yeah.
receive, prize draws, that sort of thing, then you will find that you receive more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not for people to be embarrassed if they've
No,
ever
no.
lost money to anything like that, because it happens to anyone,
Yeah, yeah.
and it can just ring true with something that might be happening in your life at that
Yeah,
time.
yeah.
That, for instance, there's a Microsoft virus scam phone call that you
Yeah.
might receive saying that your computer's running slow,
Yeah.
and that made millions of pounds on that scam, unfortunately,
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
hit a lot of age ranges as well.
Yeah,
Even
yeah.
people that used computers every day at work, for instance, still fell for that scam, and unfortunately.
I don't use my computer very much at the moment, and I switched it on the other night and I had 437 in my spam box, and I've never knowingly filled in a form or whatever. So people that you generally give your details out to, like a company, you get a card, store card, whatever. Somebody must be passing information to other people. You know, I get everything from, do you want a Thai bride, to you've won the lottery, and you know, all sorts, which doesn't harm me, but it must be, if you're vulnerable, people, you know, thinking all these people have your information.
Yeah, it can be quite worrying for some people, and unfortunately it does happen. If you've innocently purchased
Yeah,
something
yeah.
or filled in a questionnaire,
Yeah.
and there's that little tick box that says opt
Yeah.
in or opt out,
Yeah.
sometimes it might be worded in a way that you might miss it, and
Yeah.
you're giving them access to
Yeah.
selling your details
Yeah.
on. So it's something to be aware of, but that is how it happens. People get hold of your information.
Yeah. Once they've got it, can you stop these spams? I'm asking now for personal reasons.
For your emails.
Stop them? Yeah.
Well, your email is already filtering them through to the spam folder, which is good, so it's not coming through to your inbox. If you're getting particular scam emails, you can report them to different places. We would advise people to follow up with Action Fraud, and you can forward the emails on, or you can call Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040, and they sort of log all of the recent scams at the moment.
Yeah.
For instance, if you've got an email from claiming to be from, I don't know, a bank, but you don't bank with them, it might ask you to log on and follow a link to enter your security details. Yeah. That bank would like to know about it, so you can contact them yourselves directly and find out the information and contact information to send that email on to. And they investigate it as well.
So the old advice is still the best. If you don't know who the email's from, then don't open it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah.
Don't click on any links in emails that you've received, even if you think it is genuine. Yeah. Unfortunately, they're very clever. Unless it's from a friend and you know it's a trusted source, then don't.
Maybe that's how I've got these spams when I think about it, because I've looked at holidays.
Yeah.
And then you just tend to click across because somebody's put something there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, maybe I've walked in the trap without knowing it.
Potentially, you might have clicked on something.
Yeah.
We'd obviously suggest make sure that your antivirus software is up to date.
Our listeners, it's probably more telephone than internet.
Yeah.
So what ought to be aware of there?
In the first instance, we advise people through our workshops to register with the Telephone Preference Service.
Right.
It's free, which is why we say for people to do it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it doesn't stop all unwanted calls. It should reduce the amount that you get through.
Yeah.
And it's basically saying to UK-based marketing companies that you don't want to receive a cold call.
Right.
However, calls from abroad will still come through.
Yep.
And anyone based in the UK that are being a bit naughty and they're not going to pay any attention to the register.
Right.
But it's a good place to start.
Right.
You can register online or you can call them as well. So I'll give people the telephone number now.
Yep.
It's 0845 070 0707.
Right, so, you can so there are ways of dealing with this.
Yeah, so that's the first place. We'd also say contact your telephone provider and see if there's anything they can do for you.
Right.
Some of them offer free services. Sometimes you have to pay a couple of more pounds on your bill every month.
Yeah.
And then there's also these call blocking units that you can buy, which are new on the market, and we are trying to make everyone aware that they are there.
Yeah.
So you can buy them from, you know, a high street electrical retailer, and they range from about £40 to
£100. Right.
But it'll help you to block these unwanted calls so that they don't come through again.
Doorstep callers.
We talk about doorstep crime through our workshops, and we raise awareness of different scenarios that can happen on the doorstep. And we are hoping to run a joint event actually with the police and victim support and other partner agencies that are working in Calderdale, and we're hoping to put on a play with the Feeling Good Theatre Company, and they actually do a play on doorstep crime and the different scenarios that you might be in. So they'll show you what the person did wrong and then they'll show you what they did right. It's really fun to come if you're free, come along to it. It's really good to see and obviously get some more support and advice from other agencies.
And when is that likely to be?
It will be in September. We are we are ironing out the finer details at the moment, so the date is still to be confirmed, but we are going to publicise it as much as we can. So keep your eyes and ears open for that.
Right. And will it be in Todmorden?
It will be somewhere in Calderdale. We yet to find a venue, actually. If anybody is crying out for us to come to your venue, then get in touch with me.
And will you be working with people like Age UK, which we have at Age UK Todmorden?
Because
I'm sure people would be. In fact, when I see Catherine, I'll...
I met Catherine the other day, actually. And yes, we are inviting Age UK along to hold an information stall and anything else they want to do.
Yeah.
We actually, as part of the workshops, we give out free toolkits to people that come along. And there's lots of useful items in there and leaflets and booklets and different sort of things.
Yeah.
And one of them is the Age UK Trusted Traders leaflet. Right. And we say if you want any work doing on your house, yeah. either use somebody that you've used before or yeah. that somebody's recommended, or use the Age UK Trusted Trader Directory.
Right. Right.
Don't just go with the leaflet that comes through yeah. your door that's just yeah. got a mobile number on, yeah. or even the Yellow Pages, as they're not vetted.
Right. So is there anything else you want to add to that?
I think that's covered everything, really. Yeah. If people want to get in touch to book a workshop or for me to come along to a group that you attend,
yeah.
Just give me a call. My number again, 0113 393 9814, or you can email us on safer@wyjs.org.uk and I'd be happy to come along.
Right. So you will, just to finish, you'll be working reasonably closely with Catherine, Age UK, because this is where a lot of our listeners liaise mm-hmm. through Catherine, and not directly because of the newspaper, but they'll go to lunch clubs. And
right.
So if anybody's heard you speaking and either can't ring you, can't email you,
yeah.
Well, one thing, they could put a note in when they return the memory stick to us at Talking Newspaper, or they could contact Catherine, could they?
Yeah.
Who will pass on. I'm certain Catherine will pass on to you if she needs anything.
Well,
if
Catherine knows who I am. She's
yeah.
got my details.
Yeah.
So if anyone asks her about booking us, then she will pass on my information.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And otherwise, we'll look forward to the big event in September.
Look forward
and
to
then
it.
Then I'll perhaps come back after the event, see what you've taken from it and see where... how it's going forward, yeah?
Yes, brilliant.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.